Granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I dog is Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
But now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum and Abner are still trying to adopt the method suggested in the book they recently purchased, Modern Salesmanship, for their Jot'em Down store. The old fellows are undecided as to whether this is going to prove successful for them, but they want to be sure and give it a thorough trial. As we look in on the little community today, Lum has gone home for lunch, and we find Abner down at the store playing checkers with Grandpappy Spears. Listen.
Well, it's your move, Grandpa.
I know it. Don't rush me.
Well, hurry up now before Lum gets back. He'll be done nooning here in a few minutes, and if he catches us here playing checkers, he'll hit the ceiling.
Well, what you so afeard of Lum about all of a sudden?
I ain't afeard of him. I just promised him I wouldn't play no more checkers here in the store. Then you come along and made me.
Well, what's come over you fellers anyway?
Well, to be honest, I don't think much of it myself, Grandpap, but that new book we got on modern salesmanship says you ain't supposed to play checkers with your customer.
Sassafras. You're just feared of me, that's the trouble. I'm getting to where I'm too good for you.
You'll never see the day you can beat me, Grandpappy Spears.
I'm going to beat you in this game right here if you just quit bothering me and let me concentrate here. Let's see.
Well, you can't do it less than you move, I'll tell you that.
All right, sir, I'm going to move right up there.
That's just what I want you to do. I'll give you this man, and I'll take that one, and that one, and that one, and right on into your king roll.
No, you don't. I never take my hand off that checker. That ain't the move I want to make.
Once you put that checker down, you got to leave it there.
I don't know such a thing.
You do done it. Just put it right back down there now. Right there. Just
here,
lay it back
here,
down.
Here, right. What's going on in here?
Uh-oh.
What you doing there, Abner?
Just sitting here talking to Grandpab.
What you doing with that checkerboard sitting there?
Well, I do know, Grandpap. Looky there. Checkerboard sitting right there in front of us.
Well, I was going to goodness. I never had noticed it. Well,
don't try none of that buffoonery on me. I know what you're doing. Now, put that board up and leave it up, or I'm going to burn it. Abner Peabody, you promised me that
the
whole was good and bad.
I know just what I promised.
Well, what's come over you all of a sudden, Lum? You got to where a body can't enjoy himself down here no more. First thing you know, you'll be cutting out whittling in here, too.
It's done cut out. We're running this store on a modern base, Grandbab. Modern salesmanship. Service with a smile. That's our new motto. I know Abner gets interested in the checker game, and a customer could stand around here for 15 minutes before he'd get up and wait on him.
Well, now, Grandpap never wanted nothing, Lum. There weren't nobody else in here, so I guess...
That don't make no difference. There's plenty around here for you to do. You can wash them front windows if you've got so much time on your hands.
I just washed them a couple of weeks ago.
You ought to be washed every day.
What are you trying to do, wear that glass out?
Another thing we got to do is sort out that canned goods on them shelves. Just look at it all mixed up together there. You grab a case of canned goods and start walking down them shelves and set a can any place you can find room for it.
Yeah, but...
All that stuff ought to be separated to itself. Just look up there now. There's peaches and hominy and tomatoes and salmons and sauerkraut and all them other things mixed up together there. A can of baking powder. Believe it is sitting there.
Well, that's the way we've always put them.
Well, the book says that ain't no way to do business.
Well, all right. But I still say it's handier this way. Somebody wants to buy something, why, no matter where you're at, you can just reach right up and get it. Don't have to walk clean down to the end of the shelf.
Well, we paid $2 for that book, and I grannies, we're going to go buy it, too.
All right. I'll put the checkerboard up. I had you beat, too, Grandpap.
Oh, no, you never.
I did, done it. That last move was going to let me ride in your king rope.
Yeah, but I never made that move. I never even take my hand off
you
of it.
You did, too.
Now, here, just cut out that argument.
All right, I'm putting it up.
Squire Skimp coming across the street there. Get on your feet, Abner, and get ready to wait on him.
Oh, he don't want nothing. More likely just loafing or wants to sell us some insurance.
Well, how do you know he don't want nothing? That book says sell them something whether they want it or not.
Well, it ain't none of my business, Lum, but you can't expect a feller to buy something every time he comes in the store here.
Yeah, but we want to be up and ready to wait on them if they do want something. According to the book, that's the way to do it. That squire will sell you something, too, whether you want it or not. He's made a good living for years around here selling insurance and real estate and one thing and another, just because he's a good salesman.
Maybe he's read the book.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't take Squire Stimp for an example to pattern myself after. I wouldn't trust him as far as I can drop kick a anvil.
Better mind out. Here he comes, there. All right, Abner, get ready.
Well, howdy, Squire. Yeah,
come in, Squire, old boy. Proud to see you. Proud to see you.
What can we do for you, Squire?
Got a good price on flour today, Squire.
Yeah, how about some new shirts?
Well, here, now, let me get my breath here. What's going on, anyway?
Well, we're waiting on you. Service with a smile. That's our new motto. Sassy Frank.
Well, I never saw you fellas jump up like that before. What's come over you, Lump?
Oh, we're running the store a little different now, Squire. We get just as good a service here as you do at Fort Smith or Little Rock or any of them other big cities.
Well, what prompted this new attitude, Lum?
Why, we just
decided.
We got
a book, that's what we done.
A book?
Yeah, might as well tell you now, Squire. We got a book on modern salesmanship. Tells how to run a store in an up-to-date way of doing business.
Well, how's it working out so far, Lum?
Why, well, to be honest, it ain't working very good so far. Fact is, I don't think we've had enough customers to give it a thorough tryout.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, it sounds to me like a good idea, Lum.
Oh, it'll work. I still say it'll work, even if our business has fell off.
But, of course, you'll have to have customers. After they get in here, why, this idea of yours is all right. But what you need now is something that'll bring them in here, Lum.
Granny, I hadn't thought about that. Why, sure. Yeah, that's the trouble right there. How would you go about getting them in here, Squire?
Well, there's several different methods that you could do, Lum.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what you need is a good man to give you new ideas along that line. A sales promotional manager, that's what you need.
A good man?
Yes.
Who did you have in mind?
Why, well, now, it so happens, Lum, that my business is rather quiet at this time, and, if we could arrive at a satisfactory figure as to the proper remuneration that I could expect for my efforts, the time and trouble that'd be necessary for me to expend, I believe that I'd be glad to come in here and take over that end of the business for you.
You mean if we could get together on salary, huh?
Yes, that's the idea, Lum, yes.
Well, how much would you say you ought to have?
Oh, I hadn't thought much about it, Lum. I might consider that, say just $150 a month, just to help you out.
Aye, Grannies, it's a deal.
Now, wait a minute now, Lum. Recollect, half of that's my money you're spending there.
Well, ain't you for it?
Well, I think we ought to sort of think it over and talk about it before we just make a deal.
Oh. Well, we'll talk it over, Squire, and I'll let you know this afternoon.
Yes, well, I'll tell you, I'll excuse myself right now, and then you gentlemen can go right ahead and discuss it. I'll be over at the barber shop when you want to see me, Lum.
All right, Squire. Much obliged.
And not at all, not at all.
Granny's he might be the very feller we're looking for, you know what?
Well, now, Lum, you know Squire Skim. He'll study up some idea that'll have us in trouble before we know it. I just don't trust him.
I believe you're just right about that, too, Abner. Well, Grandpap, what would you do if you was us to help our business? Well, now, I wouldn't have said nothing, Lum, but you asked me. Yeah, I want to know. Well, I think that book you bought's ruining your business. Ruining it. Yes, sir. Now, I hear a lot of talk that's going around this town that don't get back to you fellers. Folks is losing confidence in you. They used to come in here and hang around, loaf, and buy what they needed without being pestered to death.
Of course they did.
Now they come in here and you and Abner both rush up to them and start right in to sell them something. They figure your prices must be higher than Dick Huddleston's store, or you wouldn't try so hard to sell them.
Aye, doggy, that's just the way they've been acting, too, Grandpap.
Well, this book sounds like it has a lot of good sound reasoning to me. Well, now, I'll tell you, Lum. I think that book for a big city might work out all right. In them stores there, a feller don't know nobody when they come into the store. They just come in to buy something. But here in Pine Ridge, it's different. We ain't got no place to loaf around here except here and over at Dick Huddleston's store and the barbershop. And these new ideas you and Abner's using makes a feller feel sort of uncomfort.
That's just what I say, too, Grandpap.
Granny, I never had thought about it just that way. I don't know but what you're right about that, Grandpap.
Well, I know one thing. It ain't near as much fun running a store this way.
No, you're right about that. I sort of miss them naps I used to take over there on that stack of overhauls on the counter in the afternoon.
Well, I miss the checker game and arguing politics and stuff like that like we used to do, too.
Yes, aye, Grannies, that settles it. I'm going to take that dad-blame book on modern salesmanship and throw it just as fur as I can fling it. Go back to running our store like we used to.
Well, good for you. I'd always let me get that checkerboard, Grandpa.
Now, don't you fellas get to arguing and wrangling at the top of your voice. I'm going to pile up there on that counter and get some sleep.
Well, what if a customer comes in here, Lom? I can't quit and wait on them right in the middle of a checker game.
Well, tell them to wait on theirselves.
Oh, yeah. It's your move, Grandpa.